FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etiquini Mayor Cyril Tlaba has announced plans to bolster the city's infrastructure so that it can withstand heavy rains and reduce flooding. He says following the recent floods that claimed several lives and left a trail of destruction, they have been prompted to scrutinize the existing capacity of infrastructure built. The city's current stormwater systems are designed to cope with a 1-in-10-year storm event flow at critical points. An early warning system and new designs are being considered. Tlaba says one of the interventions is the maintenance of approximately 500 kilometers of streams in high-risk areas.
The city is revising the flood lines to incorporate the projected climate impact of a 50% increase in rainfall intensity. Technical teams are currently being appointed to conduct a detailed assessment to identify possible solutions that can actually be implemented to address the 1:200 flood line. These are some of the strategies proposed to ensure that development in the city is done in a safe and sustainable way.
South Africa's economy grew by 0.6 percentage points in the fourth quarter of last year. Stats SA today released the GDP figures for the 3 months to December. Stats SA's Joe De Beer says the agriculture, forestry and fishing industries increased, contributing 0.4 of a percentage point to the positive growth. He says this was due to increased economic activities for field crops and animal products.
The rest of the economy contracted, but although the percentages differ from a negative 0.2 in personal services all the way to a negative 1.4 for electricity. If you look at the right-hand side of the table, we can see that their contributions to the total economy is basically negative zeros. So if we take the small negative growth rates, combine it with the weight of that industry, we see that it didn't really move the needle too much.
Meanwhile, the Cabinet has completed its input for the budget, which Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will present next week. A special meeting yesterday debated funding options after the budget speech's historic delay over VAT hike disputes. Reports suggest possible tax increases, spending cuts and pension fund adjustments. And Moscow has called the decision by the U.S. to pause military aid to Ukraine as the best contribution to the cause of peace. U.S. President Donald Trump says the decision will last until Volodymyr Zelensky shows a commitment to ending the war. But the Ukrainian president wants American security guarantees from further attacks from Russia. It follows this clash in the White House on Friday.
You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. I know. You're not winning this.
Well, the EU says it's ready to boost its defense spending. The top story, Etiquini Mayor Cyril Tlaba has announced plans to bolster the city's infrastructure so that it can withstand heavy rains and reduce flooding. Go to ecr.co.za for these and other stories, including our interview with Shay Ramsamy, who has spoken out after her 11-year-old daughter, Zara, was killed by hijackers in September. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.